do, he translates, he adds more words. He will add more words into the text. So either the Targum always translates it word for word. When he wants to surprise us, he does one of two things. He either translates a word different than what we would expect, or he adds words. He adds words that are not in the pasuk. But how often do you have a targum on the pasuk unkelus on the pasuk in Chumash where he skips words? See, today it was kedai to come to this shir tonight for myself at least, just to come away with this incredible chiddush. The targum over here is ignoring a word. He's not translating a word. He totally skips the word. That's shocking. To skip a whole word? I'm not making this up. That's what it says here in the Ma'at. Sorry. He says over here for the word al-na, bivau. Bivau means please. L'cha'oira, I'm reading over here the commentator. L'cha'oira, loy tirgem hamila al. Unkelus skipped the whole word, al. B'lashon HaKosev. How could that possibly be? He skipped the whole word. Al means do not. No means please. Do not please. Rashi clearly came to disagree. This is a major, you see, now we understand why Rashi made this comment. Rashi over here, this is proof in the pudding. I keep on telling these people that I meet and talk about, I tell them that Rashi, every time Rashi says something, it's just clearly targeting Ungulus. And they look at me like I'm totally crazy. I have this so many times. And it's amazing. You look at Rashi, again, Rashi over here says, Al-no. When it says here, Al-no, toimar li kein. Rashi repeats the word al. Al means do not, no, please, toimar li kein. Do not say this. Okay, you can't say, please say this. Al-no, you can't say the word al-no means, al-no means please say this so. It doesn't make any sense. It's do not, I ask you, please do not say what you said. Take back your words. You said, Yihi l'cha shalach. Take back those words. Okay, Al-Na means, Rashi over here clearly says, Al-Na means do not. Do not say these words. Al-Na. And Targum, Rashi's targeting the Targum. Targum, you took the words Al-Na, you totally ignored the word Al, and you translated the word to mean, please, Bivau. And here in this commentator, he writes, over here, it's an expression. The two words together are an expression. Lashon bakasha. Exactly. Over here, he says not like what Rashi says. Okay, so we already have a home run. Every time we can make a machlekes between Rashi and Unkelus, mission accomplished. Another entry into the sefer that Mary is writing for the shir. Mary, you paying attention? You write a shir every night. You write up the shir. This is you know, unique things here. Ka'an means now. Ata al no. So then he says, what's the next word? What is the next word of the targum? Where's the pasuk over here? Yomer, I lost the place over here. Pasuk yud. Now we're going to the next one. Imno. Alno imno. What does it mean, imno? Alno imno ka'an ato kiloimar. Achshav shehar esi. I'm reading over here that you don't have this. Now that I've shown you over godel hachna osi lochav roish diskabel min chasi kitisura. Okay, fine. Let's go further. Usikabel.
Tisav, mibnei shekvar chayus tamincha biyodav lochayitzach lekach to el ashur etzli.
Okay, so he also, he picks up over here on the word, it says usikabel, accept. And he points out that's not the right word. V'lokachta, the correct Aramaic translation for the word of v'lokachta is tisav. The literal expected translation of the word v'lokachta should be tisav, take. And the Targum translated the words usikabel, accept. And that is because, so he writes of this because he already has it. He does? I don't know. All right, let's go further. Rav Revaya, Kavanas Unkulis, Agadoilim, Hasodim, who the Dech Durash, Kilokim Omakan, who Hamalach, Avabala Akade, Rabinel, Kosh Unkulis, Mishavil, Malacham, Chukosolim, Lael, Vivko Malachalokim, Vain Das Unkulis, Kirash, Akavan, Hamalach, Shinilham, Itoi, Shetirgim, Loshin Rabim. וחיינו במסך במסך הספרים ששם זכול וחיינו בתגיס בנזיל אך גם אין דייט קרבן שפרש אלוקים במקרא קדוש ברוך הוא וואו רבן צקדוש קדוש ברוך הוא and the mashan the British rabo kirois pnei elokim ma pnei elokim din afa nechadin. Okay, so it seems over here that there's a very big machlokes in the commentators as what it means over here the word Elokim. He brings down that the Ramban says, Elokim means the Ribbonoi Shaloylam. That and what does the Pasuk mean? It's very hard to understand that Yaakov says to Esav, you look like Hashem. You look like the Ribbon. What? Esav looks like Hashem? And what does the Nafka mean? It's a very big Nafka mina. When you write a Sefer Torah, a Sefer writes this word, Kirois Pnei Elokim, does the Sofer have to go to mikvah before he writes this Shem? Does the Sofer have to say l'shem kiddushas Hashem? The halacha is that when you write a Sefer Torah, the halacha is that when you write Hashem's name, you have to say l'shem kiddushas Hashem. And if you don't do it, the Sefer Torah is possible. But you only have to go do that when you're writing Hashem's name. But if you're writing the Elokim, if the word Elokim is not holy, it looks like an angel, it's not holy, then you don't have to write Hashem. You don't have to go to mikvah. You don't have to say L'shem Kiddushas Hashem. So there's a machlokes. Now over here, he's pointing out over here is, he says the Rav Riva, means the Targum says the Rav Rivaya, which simply means, it means you look like a prince. You look like a very great person. That's one interpretation of the Targum. But then he says that someone really won't understand this to mean that there are two different types of angels. Yaakov Avinu, when he fought with the Sar Shel Esav is an angel. But Yaakov Avinu also, he sent to Esav angels. Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim. And Rashi says, Malochim Mamish. He sent real angels. So we're surrounded over here all over in this parasha with angels, all different types of angels. We have angels of, he sent angels. And then there is the Sar Shel Esav, which is an angel. So what does it mean over here? Okay, so over here, one thing it appears to be that
Art scroll says divine being.
That's what it says in the Rashi. So the divine being is according to Rashi. So they're translating the pasuk according to Rashi, because Rashi says it means the Sar Shel Esav. The Sar Shel Esav that Yaakov wrestled with the night before is a divine being. According to the Targum, it doesn't say that. It says Rav Revaya. Rav Revaya simply means a prince. It means a great one. In the art scroll, Unkelis, they translate the word Rav Revaya as this is pasuk 9, no, pasuk 10, Bivau, as seeing the face of the eminent ones. That means like the great ones, his eminence, like they say Lahadu, they say about the Pope, his eminence. His eminence. The Pope is called his eminence. Eminent ones. Let me read you the art scroll. The art scroll footnote over here on the Targum. Unkelis renders The Hebrew Elohim in plural, Rav Revaya. Okay, so first of all, okay, this drives me nuts. I can't, every time I hear this I totally turn off. Plural, singular, male, female, genders, and I can't deal with this. This sefer, I told you many times, 80% of this sefer is all about Zohar, Nekeva, Yachid, Rabin. I can't deal with this. So, but over here, it says Elohim. Now, by the way, the word Elohim is plural. So when you say Hashem Elohim, how can you say Hashem Elohim? Hashem Elokai, Hashem Eloki. How do you say Hashem Elohim? It's apikorsis. The pasuk says Elohim, God. God is not a plural. It's only Hashem Elohim or Hashem Echad. So how come it always says in the Torah Hashem Elohim? It should say Hashem Eloki. Why does it say Elohim? So the answer is that when part of describing greatness is you say it b'loshon rabbi. It's a form of speech in Hebrew. When you want to give chashivos to something, to even to a person, you refer to the person in the plural. We don't do that in America. In English, that's not the way it's done. But in Hebrew, all the Mefarshim explain this. We call Hashem Hashem Elokim, and we don't say Hashem Eloki, because when you want to go and give greatness to Hashem, you say in plural. So what's the problem over here? So just because the Targum says Rav Revaya in plural, you make a whole drush on this? I don't know, but over here he says, Unz renders utubu elokim in the plural, Revaya, eminent ones. Some explain, according to Uncle Liss, Yaakov was referring to the angels that he met at Machanayim. Okay, the Machanayim, which means that Yaakov, even when he came out, the last pasuk in last week's parasha, Yaakov comes, he sees the Malachi, he comes to Machanoyim, and he sees new angels coming to greet him. That's like the sandwich of last week's parasha. Last week's parasha begins where Yaakov Avinu Vayifka Bamokoyim, and he goes to sleep and he sees the ladder, and in the ladder the Malachi Elohim are going up and down, and Rashi says the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael are departing, and he's getting a new shipment, a new batch of angels from Chutz La'aretz. Because the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael don't go into Chutz La'aretz, and the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz don't go into Eretz Yisrael. They don't mix. It's an amazing concept. They don't mix. You have angels. The angels are very. They have to maintain their territory. And then at the end of the parasha, yeah.
No, I just wanted to this matter of speech in Yiddish. In Yiddish also we have this matter of speech. Z and D. If I would invite Kim to meir, like D, like you, my friend, I would say singular. But if I would invite an older person which I respect, I would say Kim and Zim at meir. Like multiple people would come to me.
And that's a form of respect?
Yes.
Very interesting. Is that German or is that Yiddish?
Yiddish and German
both.
Is the same.
Same.
And in Russian too.
Russian also. Very interesting. So you see this concept. This is a concept.
The Bruderschaft. That's a word, a Bruderschaft. When you became very familiar, even with a colleague, let's say, me and me, or whatever, that you and me, I'm older, but we Bruderschafts, we will say, speak in different language. I mean, singular.
Very, very, very interesting. Okay, so Yitaka see this. All right, so...
Why not me and you?
But we the same age.
You gotta have a different age, huh?
I mean, when I met the first time, Meyer, I didn't know him. I would say to him, was machen Sie, Meyer? But now I would say, was machst du, Meyer?
Ooh, yeah. You hear that, Meyer? You hear?
Maybe you can better explain this, man.
He just got the... You just got the ultimate compliment. You see that, Mayor? You got the ultimate compliment. Mayor, you know, your wife was looking for you today. She came for you today. She was looking for you. She was very disappointed. You weren't there.
He got his...
Yeah? Well, you mean you didn't come for me?
What was I supposed to do for you?
You said he just left.
That's what I said. No, I didn't say that. You didn't. I don't know what to say.
What'd you say? He wasn't here all morning.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I didn't say that.
So what did you say?
I said he's not here. He went out. I didn't say that you went in the whole morning. I don't know.
I didn't say what a good boy I am.
No,
did
I didn't
say what a good boy I am.
No.
No.
Okay. So over here we have over here, basically we write over here, basically three Purushim, what it means Elohim. Really four Purushim. There are four Purushim, what it means Elohim. Either means you look like the Ribbono Shel Olam, which I don't know I have no idea what that means. That's what the Ramban says. Or it means what it says really literally in Unkelis, it means you look like a prince, like a very choshev, an eminent person. Or it means you look like an angel, but there are two different types of angels. There's an angel. There's the angel, of Machanoyim. When Yaakov Avinu, when he switched between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, there was a collection of angels. Or it means the Sar Shel Esav. You look like the angel that I saw last night in the wrestling match. The WWW, the world, what's it called? What's it stand for? The WWW, the world wrestling. What's the acronym for the three W's? Before the web, usually the World Wide Web. Before the World Wide Web, www.soandso.com, there was only one other www. The World Wrestling, I don't remember, I have to go look it up. But,
Federation.
No, not Federation, it was there are three W's. Three W's, it stands for something about wrestling. But over here, Vatir Tzeini, so it means the Sar Shel Esav. So if we only learn one thing, we could learn tonight, we have three Mahalchim from Perushim, four translations of the word Elohim, Rashi, it's the Sar Shel Esav. According to Unkelis, he says just the word Rav Revaya, an eminent person, a Choshva person. According to the Ramban, it means the Ribbono Shel Olam. And according to the other commentators, it means Stam Malochim, Machanoyim. The last pasuk of last week's parasha, the Yaakov came. He came to this location. He came. He saw Machanoim. It means he saw angels. Okay, let's now go. Okay, now okay. Let's anything else over here? All right, in this pasuk over here. Okay, the Ratzayin. Okay, so what's Ratzayin? Mr. Lee. Okay, let's go further. Let's go another pasuk. The next pasuk says pasuk Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph says Kachno es birchasi asher hu voslach ki chanani Elokim v'chiyesh lichol vayivsar bo vayikoch. Okay, he says Kachno, please take, or no. This is the old machlokes. Whenever it says the word no, does not mean please, or does the word not mean now? Rashi always says no means please, and Unkelis always says now. Take now, as birchasi, my blessing, asher hu vaslach, which I have brought to you, because ki chanani Elokim, Hashem has been kind to me, has shown me mercy, chen, v'chi yesh lichol, I have everything that I need. Vayiv sarbo, he urged him very much, and finally he accepted. Okay, what does Rashi over here say? Long Rashi. Birchasi, we're almost out of time. We'll see what we can do over here. Birchasi, take my blessing. So Rashi over here is bothered by the word, it says the word birchasi. What is the birchasi? Minchasi. So why didn't the pasuk just say minchasi? Why did Yaakov switch? He's bringing to Esav a mincha, a gift. So why is he calling the gift a bracha? Minchasi. The Birchas Rashi says, for whatever the reason, it's the same exact thing as what it said before, Minchasi. Mincha zo haba al riyas panim, v'lifrakim eina bo elo l'she'ilah shalom. Sometimes it only comes for, you know, Shalom Aleichem, the whole bracha shehi liriyas panim. Any bracha that is liriyas panim, to say hello, going vayivarech Yaakov esparo, asu iti biracha, disan cherif, v'chein lishaloi lishaloim ulevarchoi, detoi melech hamas, okay, that's a story there, kulam lishon birkas shaloim heim, it's a blessing. Shekoirin, whatever that is in Old French, oi avzu birchasi. So what is he saying over here? That this bracha, v'lefrakim eina bo ela l'she'ilas shalom. It's a greeting. A bracha, he's saying here a bracha, it doesn't mean a blessing. A bracha means a greeting. I guess what he's saying over here, I'm not really blessing you. Kachno es birchas yashahu vaslach, which has been brought to you. What does that mean? You know, this is a very dangerous word in this context, because the sin of the hatred between Yaakov and Esav revolves around the bracha that Yaakov got. So if you're not careful here, it almost sounds like, take back your blessing. Kachno es birchasi. Take to you my blessing. The blessing that our father Yitzchak gave me, here, you could have it. Isn't that what it sounds like if you translate this literally? And especially when you read what Rashi says, don't say that. Rashi first tells, Esav says, you can have the brachas. You can have the brachas. Yitzchak gave you the brachas, keep the brachas. Yaakov says, no, don't say that. Instead, you have the brachas. I mean, isn't that what it says in the pasuk? Kachno, to accept as birchasi, my blessing. Asher, which huvos lach, which really came to you, which really was meant to be for you. Ki chanani elikim, because you know what? I don't need the blessings. I got my own. Hashem has been kind to me. V'chiyesh lichol. Vayivsar lo, he urged him, vayikach, and he took the blessings. If I would not know any better, we would not know the story of Klal Yisrael, you would read these psukim, you would be very misled to believe that in this pasuk over here, Yaakov is giving back the blessings that he got, that he bought for the bowl of lentils, and Yitzhak gave him, Esav, take it back, it's all yours, you keep it. No, isn't that what it says in the pasuk? Especially when it says, Al no, Rashi, don't say this. Rashi first says, oh, I admit on the brachas, and he says, don't say that, and you can have it back. No, it's very scary what it says over here. And I bet you, if you look hard enough, and some of the farshim will probably say something like this, and give you a whole drasha. But in the yeshiva world, if you would say something like that, they would kill you. Because that's not the pshat in the pasuk. Al birchasim minchasim, my birchasim to my mincha, mincha zu habo al riyas panim, levak me inabo el shalom shalom. All right, Asher uvaslach, the next Rashi. Loi terachta bo, loi terachta bo vani yogati lahagbiya ad shabo liyotcha. You, Esav, did nothing to deserve it. It is coming to you. Ah, Yaakov toiled very hard, liyagia to toil ad shabo liyotcha, until it has arrived in your hands. Hanani. Now there are two. There's another nun over here. Hanani means nun. The Rishonim Mudgesh Lufishli Mashmesh Mokem Shtei Nunin. So you learn Hanani. She'ein Chanan B'lo Shtei Nunin. Ve'ashlish is L'Shimush K'moy Asani Zivodani. So really, there should be three nuns in this word. Hanani, because the last nun is part of the suffix. It's not part of the root. But the way we make a double nun is having a dot in the nun. Rather, yesh li chol kol sipuki ve'esav diba begloshen gaiva yesh li rav yosef yosef michdei tzarki, more than what I need. Ketargum kabel ka'an, except now yos tur tik ruvasi, my gift di ois e toisias loch ale re richam olai. The word chen always means rachmanis Hashem v'arei isli kol, I have everything. Visakif be visakif. Well, he urged him and he accepted. All right, we'll leave it with that. Thank you very much for coming, learning with me. Have a good night. Zay gesund. Okay, see you tomorrow. I'm Yirtzeh Hashem. Good night, Blaise. Good night, Mordechai. Good night, Mayor. Okay.